702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Now for stories from around the world, let's start with you, Adam Gilchrist. We're about 3 weeks away from the anniversary, the first anniversary of the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A major offensive is expected to mark that ominous moment.
Good morning. Yes, any number of military experts and Ukraine experts themselves have talked about a fresh offensive. Probably regarded by a spring offensive by Russian forces. It's known that there's been this big conscription, that there are 300,000 to 500,000 extra soldiers in the Russian army who have deployed, in, shall we say, closer to Ukraine, if not actually on the border with Ukraine. It's why Volodymyr Zelensky has been asking for battle tanks and may well get them very shortly, and why he also wants fighter jets and may well not get those very shortly. And so the Ukrainian defense minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, has talked about the anniversary and this Russian day, the Defender of the Fatherland Day on the 23rd of February. This is a really dodgy title for a special day, but anyway, it's Russian army's special day, and the thought is that that might be the time that a new offensive is launched and all these Western weapons and potentially battle tanks get put to the test. And indeed, it's not just lip service either. There are now Ukrainian tank crews training in the UK with British and Australian tank commanders overseeing what they're doing. So things are moving. In which direction? I guess we wait to see what happens with the so-called spring offensive.
Gosh, and just this time last year, we were speculating whether this would happen at all. Talk to me now about Myanmar's silent strike.
Yeah, the sound of silence, a powerful thing, as we know on radio. You know, 2 seconds of silence makes you get the bejeebies. But a day of silence to mark 2 years since the military coup in Myanmar. Protesters urged people to remain indoors for all of yesterday and for businesses to close. And it looks like it worked to some extent. Certainly, according to most reporters in Myanmar, the streets, if not deserted, were a lot quieter. There are certainly businesses that are shut up shop, including shops that are shut up shop. As we are close to the second anniversary, there are also fresh sanctions against Myanmar. The United States, Canada, Australia, and the UK have all announced fresh sanctions, although some of them, frankly, should have been there before, because I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about how the Myanmar regime is getting its hands on weapons and weapon systems effectively provided by the United States, Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, and European Union countries and so forth. So a prominent activist talked about the strike, a guy called Tezar San, as proof the public does not accept the rigged election that the military rulers are planning. In his words, the military shall not rule us. I mean, it's good defiant stuff. How it plays out, we watch and we wait.
One wonders if it would work here. We're quite well known for protesting, Adam, but what we do is sing the most joyous songs, even when we're angry. I wonder if silence could be a thing we could try. Talk to me. Gender equality amongst the Vikings?
Yes. This is one of the oldest Viking festivals. It harks back to a period from the sort of 8th, 9th, 10th centuries, albeit the ceremony itself was invented in the mid-19th century, held in the Shetland Islands, way up there in the North Sea. And essentially, I mean, it harks back to the marauding Vikings, but strangely, the pillaging doesn't really happen anymore with the celebration. They have a torchlit procession and the burning of a replica Viking longship. And this year, for the first time ever, with female participation. Before, essentially, women and girls were asked to provide the hot drinks. Now, women and girls have absolutely joined in with the flaming torches, etc., etc. All this as they centered on the town of Lerwick in the Shetlands. Europe's biggest fire festival has essentially gone sexually equal. And, you know, there's something fearsome, even in the modern age, about seeing behelmeted blokes and women in Viking costumes. It does draw the crowds. And it's nice to think, yeah, that the pillaging and marauding can be done by women as well as men in the modern age.
Can you imagine being, I don't know, knowing the Vikings are coming, hearing the sound, right? Oh, okay. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for today's Worldview.